Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Yo, yo, yo! It's DJ Jazzy Poodle.
And the French Princess.
And this is Too Hot to Handle, y'all.
Oh, strap it on.
Too Hot to Handle, it's the new show about some hot and horny people trying to win a lot of dough.
They got Americans, Brits, Australians in the mix. So where can I watch?
Bitch, it's on Netflix. These pretty people think they're there to find the perfect match. Then an Alexa named Lana tells them there's a catch.
They can get naked, fuck, or even kiss. Yeah, don't look in the shower.
That's a lot of jizz.
Well, I guess we're gonna have to watch this shit. And if love is blind work, this will be a hit.
Bring the around.
Yeah, too hot to handle.
Word.
Yo, 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 we are back.
Maddie and P in the housey.
No, remember it was DJ.
DJ Jazzy Poodle.
Poodle.
And Slutty Maddie.
No, I don't know what it was. We really should learn to. And the Fresh Princess, that was what it was.
Welcome to reality, Gabe, y'all.
It has been over a year since I've even thought about this show.
Too Hot to Handle. The
it
last time
we stayed in my consciousness.
The last time we covered this, we were called 90 Day Gays.
That's right.
Discovery tried to sue us and told us to change our name, so we did.
If you're coming back because you're like, I'm a huge Too Hot to Handle fan. First of all, you're almost certainly in Europe somewhere.
And
if you're on an island, like on an island in Oceania somewhere. And because it was a much more of an international hit than it was an American hit. But people did know about it. You're just sitting there in somewhere in Sumatra.
Yeah, you've missed a lot if you're just tuning into our show again. You missed a lot.
Yeah.
It really is. Poodle, were we even in like a pandemic when this show was last on?
Yes, because it was on like last May. It came on right after Love is Blind, it might have been like March.
It came on after Love is Blind because we sing Love is Blind in the theme song.
I think it might have been...
Oh, yeah. Blame the Corona.
I think it was in April. Maybe March, April.
Y'all, come at us if like the last 2 years are just a blur of your life and you don't know which way's up.
So it is over a year since thought about this show. And Lana, the air freshener.
Boom, boom, boom. Y'all, this is season two, if you're new, season two, episode one. Now, this is on our free feed. The rest of these, we're putting what we do with returning shows. We put the first episode on our free feed. But then after this, they all go where they live in their home on our Reality Gaze. As we're now, it's different than the last time you listened. We're calling it Reality Gaze Extra Content.
Extra.
Never liked that because it makes it sound porny, but sure.
You know what? Our podcast could be considered sexual content.
That's true. I voted for premium and it was shot down.
No, I said it's extra.
And so by that, we mean you can use Supercast, which is a platform like Patreon, which is much more technologically easier. We're going to be honest. Or you can use Patreon.
But with Patreon, you get to the comments. There's a
comment
section.
Comments.
You get polls and little things like that.
That you don't get in Supercast. So there's plus and minuses. But they're both at the $5 tier, Too Hot to Handle. So anyway.
Too Hot to Handle.
I want to go to Turks and Caicos now.
It's gorgeous. Before we get into the show, I want to ask a question of people listening because I'm really invested, and this is a very important question. Because I asked you, and you also thought that it was a little weird. Y'all, has Gatorade changed? I know this is so stupid, but I think Gatorade, if you were alive before 1990.
Well, which Gatorade did you get?
The
lime. Poodle's been having a stomach virus.
I'm recovering over us from a stomach virus.
Did you get regular sugar or diet?
Diet. But
why? Because when you're a kid,
even the regular sugar Gatorade tastes different.
Possibly it does. I will
just
say,
remember Gatorade tasting really good.
I used to love lime. I have to say, because I've been on this journey with my father. Here's a home health care minute.
Oh, God.
He gets so nauseous. Y'all, if you're new to the show, Dad has cancer. We're going to do that.
Well, allegedly.
Allegedly.
I still, like I said, still haven't seen a doctor's report or anything.
And Poodle's in London.
I haven't seen an EKG.
I just wanted to get away from Poodle, y'all. I'm kidding. He's in LA. I'm in Oklahoma right now, but.
Or the airport La Quinta.
Yes. The one Gatorade that he likes that I only like now that I think is really good is the grape one. It's delicious.
Real? Oh, ugh.
Oh no, it's good.
I can only do the lime and the orange. I don't like the fruit punch.
I don't. But you don't know. They're all different now.
I'm not interested in trying new things.
Well.
But I think.
That's fair.
Y'all, if you know anything about this. That this is, I think this is some kind of conspiracy because Gatorade changed. I am certain.
Well,
someone come at me and tell me if this is real or not because or maybe I just need to get the regular sugary Gatorade next time.
Probably. I think you need to do that.
I just think, and I've been very disappointed the last couple times I've tried Gatorade.
Maybe you should get non flavored
Powerade too, though.
Non flavored Pedialyte.
Oh, that tastes like shit.
Well, you're old. Things taste weird now. That's what happens to us.
Yeah, something's wrong. There's a rat here. I can smell it.
You should actually, because
something changed.
Because your blood sugar kind of goes low from eating. So actually, a little bit of sugar isn't bad.
I just don't like the way it feels on my teeth. That's
sorry.
What, when I'm
brush them. Use a straw. Put it in your mouth.
I guess I could use a straw.
Yeah.
Then
this
I'd
is
have
what
to...
happens when I'm not here. Poodle goes to shit, y'all. Let's do this
y'all,
show.
I'm sorry for making it about my quest to find out the change formula for Gatorade.
Yes.
If any knows anything, come at me on Twitter or Instagram. I need to know.
We need to move on from this. People are unsubscribing.
Yeah, well, this is season two of Too Hot to Handle. Same shit, different cast.
It is kind of different because, y'all, this is, it still has a fun, sassy narrator, and, but they...
What did you just say?
It still has a fun, the same fun, sassy narrator.
Oh, I thought you, I just heard that.
And so, y'all, but it is kind of funny because before they just told them they were going to be on a show, but now everybody knows what Too Hot to Handle is.
This was kind of a joke show. Like
I enjoyed it.
The premise of this, no, I'm talking about the original show was this kind of joke on the reaction between the first reactions of the house guests, not really house guests, contestants. Yeah, I guess contestants, castaways.
Yes.
Hornies.
I just want to say sluts, and I mean that in a sex positive way. Just
let's just call them sluts from now on. I
like
prefer
it.
That.
Hey, I'm
the,
for it.
And the I'm a slut. You're a slut.
Your mom's a slut. We're all
so
sluts.
Is your grandma.
Your dad, slutty.
Yeah. Your great aunt, who's like 95 right now and in a home, she's a slut.
Your pharmacist, who
slut.
He's so fat he can't see his dick.
Slut.
Slut. Loves slut. A tea bag. Anyway, y'all. So the whole thing, they're calling this show, they're telling them it's called Parties in Paradise.
And I want to know, I want to hear from you. What did they tell the prospective contestants? What did they tell them this show was going to be? I was really thinking about this.
Well, they probably told that this is going to be more like a Love Island.
I guess, because they say certain things like, yeah, so-and-so is like my first pick. So-and-so is kind of like my second pick. But I guarantee you, these people are so dumb that none of this was really explained to them. And they're like, sure.
Sure. I'm telling you, it was a Love Island.
And Turks and Caicos.
Would you ask that many questions if you were hot and knew you're going to be around other hot people you think you could fuck and that you could possibly win money and be in Beautiful Island?
That's fair.
Yeah.
But I think I still would know what's in it for me. I don't know if they even told them they could win money. That's the thing. Love Island is about money.
They do win money on Love Island, I
do
thought.
They? No.
They do.
No, they don't.
I don't remember.
Would they do?
I don't remember.
Boy, no, do they? No. What? Why? The premise of Love Island is you're there to meet like your perfect match.
Is it? Right? Is it?
Look it up really quick as I describe some stuff. I like it how we can't remember if
Love Island's coming back.
Oh God,
I know
it's
it is.
Not, coming. Don't bother unless you watch the British version.
Yes, they win. They remain in luxury and stand to win a chance of. Well, and the original was £50,000, and they must couple up, and whoever wins the hearts, remember, people vote.
Oh, that's right.
The public, yeah.
Votes. That makes sense. So, yeah. But you notice that when they get there, no one talks about the money. No one talks about anything.
It's just totally, what is that magician turns when you catch and release or distract and defy or fuck them and leave them?
I know what you're talking about. Not boy. Mixed messages. Misdirection.
Yes. It's just total misdirection. They just, again, imagine if someone said, so Poodle, we're going to send you this island. This is one of the guys that we have going, and they show you a picture of Nathan.
Ugh.
What do you say? Let me think about it.
I guess. I feel like...
You're just thinking about this too much, and they don't think about... Y'all, they don't think about things. Full stop.
I get what you're saying. I'm going to have other issues on why a second season of this show exists later.
The second season, because this show did really well for Netflix.
And I'll be
honest, I am here for it and I'm ready for it. I needed it.
I agree that it exists for that reason. I'm talking about the existential idea of the show. Why do the people want to be on this show?
Oh, well, but people didn't want to be on Too Hot to Handle. They thought Too Hot to Handle was another show, too. They always do. The first season, they didn't think they were going to be on a show and not be right. able to have sex.
But I'm going to be talking about other things later because this is why I got really confused. Okay. And y'all know me, if the stakes aren't there, I'm really not interested.
We'll see now. But in this first episode, so they're in Turks and Caicos in this beautiful spa.
It's gorgeous.
It's beautiful, and so. We kind of, I guess, let's just go in the order of how we meet. It's Parties in Paradise. There's, I forget his name, somebody who's Jeff. Famous. Somebody who's famous on like Instagram or YouTube is the quasi fake host.
Jeff. And yeah. I'll be honest, to me, he's the hottest guy on the whole island. I think he's the cutest.
The host?
One. Yes. He's much more my type than any others.
Y'all, Poodle is sick right now. And
I think Jeff Dye is hot.
I mean, he's not ugly. He's handsome, but
okay,
I mean.
Okay, okay. He's just, he's at least funny, and all the others are overwhelmingly dumb.
You're thinking about relationships right now and not fucking. These people are thinking about fucking.
I guess so. I just think Jeff is cute.
I need you to, like, take a breath and, like, take off your rational hat right now. And come back to Too Hot to Handle with me, because this is a ridiculous show with ridiculous 20-year-olds who just want to suck each other's tits and cocks.
I agree.
Reality show, Tits and Cocks.
Tits and Cocks. I just think the host is really cute.
He is cute. But I'm telling you, if you were on an island.
Maybe. I don't know. I think I'm a long way from 20, too. I
didn't
want to
say it.
I want to say that Desiree, the narrator, who kind of steals the show,
yeah,
she's like,
great.
And all these super shredders. And all I thought was, they probably were during COVID. I mean, yes. I think probably Cam was the reason the Delta variant took off in England.
Probably.
So,
first we meet Melinda, and she's from Brooklyn, and
she's a firecracker. She's a model.
And they all have their catchphrase. Hers is, "No one owns me. I own me."
Yeah, you do.
It does.
You do own yourself.
She's beautiful. Her makeup is beat. There's a little too much highlighter on her face. I want to blend out her makeup just a little bit.
It does look like she's going out to a costume party just a little.
Yeah, it looks a little costumey.
She's
fine. She says, "I need a guy who adores me. I like to be smacked around. You can do whatever you want in bed. Just don't pull my hair," which is a thing.
Don't touch her wave, y'all.
She's a black woman, y'all. And you know, don't touch black women's hair. It's a thing. I learned that the hard way.
And so this is interesting. I wrote, the girls seem wilder than the last season girls.
Oh, everyone is way sluttier this season.
Yeah, I agree.
For sure. And then we meet Carly, who I have to say, Carly says, "I hate rules. I don't follow them. I'm a man eater." She said, I like a one night hangout. I'm that type of person. Commitment kind of scares me.
I'm not here to be in a relationship.
And I wrote, 20-year-old poodle is Carly. Y'all.
Although I don't know if I would have worn a suit that barely covered my vaginal lips.
If you looked like her, you probably would have.
Yes, but I was like, is one going to slip out?
Boop, boop. She's going to have a hair lip. Worried. But as we go along, in this episode, and episode two, which I've seen, Poodle is Carly, and Carly is Poodle.
I'm a little Carly. Although she's a little harsher than me in a way.
But I'm you in your 20s. When she said, "What, he was there and I wanted to make out with someone," I went, hashtag poodle.
Then we also have Nathan comes up, y'all. Okay. And Nathan,
holy shit.
I wrote vintage Sean Cody, 2006.
You can Google it. Oh, Google Sean Cody, yeah.
2006 was a good year for them, y'all.
Yeah, it was. Not at work.
That's gay porn, by the way.
It's gay porn. He has like nipples you could chew on. He's gorgeous.
He's hot and British. He's a stripper.
But he lives in Dallas, so he has this weird accent.
He does. It's a little. His British accent's gotten a little diffused.
And he'll say y'all. It's very odd.
Wonder where he works.
LeBaire. He works at LeBaire.
LeBaire. Yeah,
y'all. Poodle and I. If you didn't know this, Poodle and I went to school in Dallas, and
which is kind of above Dallas.
My family lives north of Dallas, and I have family that lives in Dallas too, right off of Harry Hunt and all that. Strip clubs are a big thing in Dallas.
They are, both for men and for women.
And for women. It's a place that, like, people have business meetings there. You go. I remember hearing about that.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a very weird culture there, but it's 100% just a normal thing to, like, hey, we're going to go have dinner. Do you want to go to LeBaire and we'll have dinner and da 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 da? And
right.
People just do it. So he has to work there.
He says, "I deserve casual sex whenever I want, whatever I want. That's a little bit of me. And he's like, "I'm a British guy living in America. I don't need game. I just say Harry Potter or ask how the weather is today."
That made me laugh.
That's kind of true.
So he's meeting Carly and Melinda. They're talking. They're getting to know each other. It's like, what do you do? Y'all, shocker, they're all models and all influencers.
And all influencers.
Except for the one woman from New Zealand who's an attorney.
I don't know if I believe that.
We're going to get to that. But at one point, already, Nathan's like, they're talking about their asses. And he just says, "Can I grab your asses?" And he grabs their asses. And then Carly looks down, and this is a poodle move, and says, "I can see your dick move."
I will say that there was a little bit of consent lacking here. He did ask, but it was done in such a way.
Yeah.
I know. But it's kind of like saying, "Can I grab your ass?"
No one's ever said that to you, Poodle.
No one's ever said that to me. They just do it.
You just shoved your ass in their face.
Yeah, pretty much. Then we meet Emily. She's from London. And Nathan asks...
She is so tan that I'm concerned. Like, every time I look at her, I hope she is
very
tan.
It's a British style of very tanning.
I hope it's bronzer. Otherwise, she's just walking skin cancer. It's almost like her skin almost looks kind of gray, black, like on her. It's too tan.
But it's like what we saw. That's what, like, Chloe and all of those British women. Oh. I know you're saying that, but, like, it's a thing in the UK.
Y'all, by the way, the Too Hot to Handle Instagram has a video with Chloe, and it's so funny.
She's like...
She's a
like
star.
One of the... She... I don't think we have a Chloe this season.
I don't think so. But
I think Melinda's trying, but it's a little too much.
Chloe was on The Circle, and she got a lot of notoriety from that, too. Good for her.
So, she
Harry
says...
Harry has his own podcast.
He's also has an OnlyFans. I've heard. She says, I don't go out looking for guys. God just drops them on me. She's also a model. And then we have Chase and Cam. Chase is a pro football player, y'all. And it's huge.
He's a beautiful man. He's 6'7". His calves, you know, when you go to the Nike store and you look at the model, the mannequins, and the guys, even the mannequins have these thick legs, and you think, who's built like that?
He is.
He is, y'all.
He's a like, size, I'm the alpha male.
He has a size 15 shoe. And you know what I love about him? And they don't show it. Like, he's wearing a shirt, and they don't. Y'all, he does not have a six-pack.
No.
I thought he was attractive at first. Then later on, when I see that he's soft in the middle.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Y'all, because I don't love abs. What are you going to do with abs?
He's the hottest guy on the show to me.
He's pretty hot. I do think we're going to he's tied with somebody else for me, but boy.
Then we have, I noticed something.
He has the best personality, I think.
There's something about him.
Yeah, he gets more and more attractive because of his personality.
And I think he might wind up being the breakout.
He might. I think he's going to be the Harry of the season. Yeah. And he walks in with Cam. And Cam is, you would think we would be attracted because his body is probably the most insane.
He's cute. There's just something about him. I think.
He's like, British. He's from England. He says he's a sexy nerd.
He's very British looking.
Yes. Yeah. And he's got the dark hair and like Superman blue eyes. But
it's too Eddie, what's his name for me?
Eddie Redmayne.
He's a little too Eddie Redmayne for me.
He's gorgeous.
Looks like he would want to talk like this, but he doesn't.
He doesn't. But he does do one of the most amazing Gollum impressions I've ever heard. And y'all, they're not going to be on this, but I did get a Reddit message that Dildo Swaggins is now watching the season, so he might make an appearance.
Oh, God.
If you don't know who Dildo Swaggins is, Google it.
The last time you listened to us was Too Hot to Handle. There's been a lot since then.
There's been a lot.
Let's just say there's been a lot of ground covered.
People that only listen to Too Hot to Handle don't know and never heard anything else. Think about it. They don't know who Carl's wife is.
Yeah, that's right.
You're gonna miss a lot.
They don't know who Carl's wife is.
No. They think you still live in your old apartment.
Oh. I think we were listening.
You said
listening.
That like you don't miss that place at all.
I don't really. You know, the only thing I miss about that place is being able to like go. I could go for runs where, and I didn't have to walk as far to where it was less trafficky.
Or a neighbor stomping above you.
That's hopefully not going to happen that long. It is still much quieter than my other place.
It is much quieter. So that's Cam. Y'all, Cam said,
he had a glow up and started dressing differently. He's got pretty lips. Pretty lips.
He's a good kisser. We'll find that out. And he also has done some elf from Lord of the Rings role play. Again, Dildo is intrigued. So Larissa, she comes in. Larissa's from New Zealand. Y'all, she says she's a lawyer. And again, as Poodle said,
she's like Elle Woods.
She's like,
y'all, Elle Woods is a fake lawyer. She's made up. Yeah. in reality, Elle Woods would have never made it past like entry level torts classes.
Pepperdine would have been like, sorry, man.
No. Elle Woods is made up.
Yeah. it's so she, but she says that
some, the best asset is my tits.
It's a tits. And everybody there is a model. And somebody says, are you a model? And she says, no, I like a burger too much.
Weirdly, I think
I'm legally blonde and legally horny.
Okay, that's your New Zealander accent. It's really bad.
It's great.
I think she's the one who's had the most work done, too.
She's had her lips done.
She's had the lips done. It's a little much.
Now, she told Cam, he was talking, she was talking to Nathan. And she was like, sorry, you're not really my type. I like the three Bs. And what did she say? It was brunettes,
banter, and bowls.
Bowls.
Then who I have the, I think I might have the biggest crush on him is Peter from New York City. Or not, he says New York City, he's from Staten Island, y'all.
Yeah, he's from
he's
Staten
just
Island.
Italian from Staten Island.
He's
with the cutest, prettiest curly hair.
He looks like a fucking Italian, like a Michelangelo model.
Now, supposedly, he's going to turn out to be really shitty. That's what I've seen.
He's a trainer and personal influencer. And y'all, he's not. He's in here to play the game. He wants to be the reality
he's
star.
He's not just an influencer. He's a TikTok person who dances. And he's like, who doesn't like to see shirtless guys with abs on a pole? So he's really obvious about what he's here for.
Couldn't argue with that. He's kind of, I think, going to be the bad boy of this season. Again,
he is. Yeah.
Someone Poodle would have given a blowjob to.
I have a real problem. He's like, yeah, I do thirst trap pics. He's super upfront about who he is. And then
he's going to. Yeah, go ahead.
He talks to his mom because they're selling him as the Italian boy.
Hey, Ma.
And I said,
hello,
this,
mother.
Does this
hello,
not
father.
Sound like a mother? This sounds like a plant.
Again, maybe it's Jill from Extreme Sisters doing her New York accent.
It just didn't sound like, it sounded like a producer.
It did.
You're going to be great, honey. You treat women well.
You did.
Call on line two. Anyway, then we have Kayla from Jacksonville, which is interesting because later on, I think Kayla's the prettiest out of all the girls.
I think she's gorgeous too, until she opens her mouth.
Yeah, that was the problem.
I think everyone has a bad.
This is terrible.
Nine of them. I think everyone has a bad side. If they say they don't, they're lying.
And I grew up strictly religious Filipino, but I think about sex all day, every day.
Y'all, Kayla is that girl that you sit by when you have to go to Earth Cafe, and she just talks about how she doesn't know what to do with her days.
Yes, and she talks about how all her representation is sending her out for the wrong things.
Yeah. And then in the middle of it, she's like, oh my God, what do you think about oat milk? So good, right? It's so good. Anyway, I think I'm going to switch from Gersh. I'm over them. That's basically okay. Wow. That was a very
inside baseball.
That was some inside. Welcome to LA.
I think I'm tired of Wilhelmina.
But I do agree with you. She is, I think, the most. I think Emily is very pretty, but she's too tan. Kayla is the most natural beauty there, y'all, because there's not all of them that are natural.
No.
Although there's less fake boobs than I thought.
And there's nothing wrong with getting stuff done. No. You just want it to look you want it to look like something that could happen in nature.
Yeah, some people don't. That's not some people don't. They want to look like a Kardashian who look nothing like nature.
That's true. That's true.
Speaking of somebody who rose from the ground, a god among men,
Marvin. Marvin. y'all,
that's my French music.
He's from Paris. He has a ridiculous body. He's huge.
He's a dancer.
He's huge.
It's huge. He's like 6'4". He's got this beautiful smile. I mean,
he doesn't come home by himself from the club, he says.
Oh. Ooh. Yeah, la, 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 la. You know, likey.
it was interesting because we're not going to talk about it now. He became less attractive to me on the second episode, by the
Agreed.
Way. Thanks.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's lip, Elizabeth Smart,
and even keep going queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
All right. So that's everybody on this show. Let's talk a little bit about what happened.
So basically, you guys, they are. Oh, there are my notes. Sorry, I actually did my notes on my phone because I didn't.
He couldn't.
I was too tired to write.
Y'all, the guys are talking about.
Like, this is rough.
They're basically like, hey, so this is great. This island's beautiful. Who would you bang?
They jump right into it. Before that, though, Jeff, who is my favorite on the island, says, you've all been brought here because you're sexy and you're single and you're going to get wild at tonight's party. I'm telling you, this show had no premise that they explained. No, this party is a paradise.
They didn't care. I'm telling you, they just said it was Love Island. That was it.
It's like Love Island.
They probably told them they could win a money amount, but they didn't know. They probably thought it was going to be like Love Island.
Yeah. So, but I just enjoy that no one's asking questions. No one is just like, so what do we do when?
I mean, but like half of them are bartenders. You're like, hey, I'm a bartender in San Diego. I have an opportunity to go live in Turks and Caicos for 3 weeks. Sure.
You're right. There's no one there who's like an actuary. No one's thinking about risk assessments.
No, not at all.
So anyway, the guys basically say they either want to bang. The consensus is either Carly or Emily. And Marvin wants to bang Melinda.
Melinda. So. And Cam is already into Emily, and Emily thinks
that's
Cam
like
is
a first.
Yeah. And so Kayla thinks Marvin's kind of cute. I mean, it's all – and then who is it that immediately starts talking about Chase's – oh,
Carly.
Carly's like, have you seen the size of Chase's feet?
Dick pig.
We got a dick pig.
We can smell our own.
Ooh.
So
Nathan says he can be a nice guy. I mean, they get to see their bedrooms. Y'all, and the things about the bedrooms is
all the beds are in one room, floor plan.
They all have to share a bed. So,
well, they share, no, two people each.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sorry. That would be, I just gave a visualization of a giant bed.
Giant bed.
Swingers. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Let's get in bed.
Like a big, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory grandparents' bed.
That was weird.
It was a little weird because you know they would entangle their feet sometimes. So it looks like Emily and Cam are a thing, and Nathan decides to teach stripper moves to kind of get Carly interested. And this is interesting.
I leaned in.
I think it is hard to do that thing where you like fall on the floor and catch yourself.
Oh, yes.
However, Chase parries with this and takes, this is a baller move, says, can I talk to you for a minute, Carly? They've been on this island, what, 45 minutes?
He is going for it because they want to have sex, but also they know there's probably some premise that they know the quicker they couple up, the better.
See, that's the thing. That's what I keep wondering about because
I agree that they should have told us what they told them. But
that's why I'm trying to figure out what their motivations are so early. That's why this first episode, the second episode makes a lot more sense, you guys. But in a way, it doesn't. So I'm going to talk about this. It's like all my questions are existential. They are not really about the show at all. I know.
You need to feel better and you need to get banged because you need to get in touch with that like visceral animalistic self of yours.
I understand it, but I understand a show like Love is Blind very well. But this show, I still was confused about a lot of it. So anyway, so Chase takes Carly out of the room and they're talking and then the worst flirting in the world starts to happen. And, and he's like, can you know what I'm thinking right now? And she's like, apples.
And
that's what, like, I would have said. That she is poodle. That's what I would have said.
And Chase is, guys do this a lot, but I guess it's like maybe gay guys were just more forward, but I guess is that
not familiar?
Is that a straight guy thing of when I want to kiss you, I just keep licking my lips?
Yeah, that's what I do. But usually I just go in.
See, I imagine when you lick your lips, it's like when a cartoon character cleans pie off their face. You know what I mean? It's just like a big circle.
Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
And then I just go,
very subtle.
Very subtle.
So she actually says
you have nice lips.
Y'all, that is come in for a landing. Here's the semaphore flags. Beep, beep, beep.
And so he goes in, she leans back, and then she hits her head, which was really funny. And then again, Carly is poodle. When she says in the confessional, she's like, I just couldn't believe I did that with Noah. Is it Noah? Someone tell me.
Again, y'all, they've only known each other for like 45 minutes. So it makes sense they don't know their names.
But they still make out anyway, just a little. It's not like tongue, it's just kind of like pecking makeup.
And basically, Cam and Emily are at the swings, and he says very, very poignantly, what do you think's on the other side of that? And she's like, I don't know. America.
America. And he's like, it's water.
Someone needs to tell you like how the sea line works.
Yeah.
It's not like the Truman Show. There's just not a white stop.
You're not going to throw and hit a light. And
real Mensa members here.
So finally, the Cam just basically says, are you a good kisser? And Emily said, there's only one way to find out.
They make out. This is sexy, y'all. He's a good kisser. Because he says he used to be a nerd, and former nerds are good kissers.
Former nerds are good kissers. Because they made out on their pillow and practice a lot, I've heard. Well, again, we're going to have Dildo.
On their Wonder Woman pillow.
Dildo's going to give us a play-by-play. Don't you worry. Now, Marvin, y'all, I'm going to say Carly is definitely poodle. I kind of have to say, in some ways, not always, I do feel like sometimes I relate to Melinda a little bit because, y'all, I would be that bitch making first impressions. I would fucking wear 6-inch heels climbing on rocks on the beach because I wouldn't want to look short.
And like Melinda, your game is terrible.
And my game is terrible.
She's terrible. Like,
and I would just kind of laugh and squeal a lot like Melinda does too.
And she says, you're the total perfect package.
Yeah, I would I would totally fuck you. Wait, did I say that out loud? What? I didn't mean it. Eat my ass. Please, please.
She says, I need to make sure I can dig my claws into him so none of the girls will have a chance.
Yeah, exactly. Y'all,
she even asks him, how do you feel about the other girls? It's so weird. Like, don't be talking. This just tells you guys, if you're thinking about other people you're talking about other girls when you're doing one-on-one conversations, your brain is elsewhere.
Although, it's elsewhere.
But that's the thing. I think they are trying to couple up, a la Love Island.
Yes. And she says something that I've said before too. Instead of saying like, I want to get crazy with you tonight because I don't want to put that out there, I'll just say, oh, you're going to let loose tonight, I bet. It's going to be awesome. And she has no game.
No, she doesn't.
But Marvin's like, yeah. So then they look over and they see Cam and Emily making out. And Woo! They're like, oh my God. And then, y'all, they do. See, this is why this is very love, because they do this kind of shit on Love Island where they have costume parties and stuff like this.
That's quaint that you call it a costume party, because y'all, this looked like some kind of like steampunk Amazon wish list costumes. They were terrible. Some of them looked threadbare. They wore them for like 20 minutes and they were falling apart. Did you notice?
Some of them looked like what a gay man in his teens who wants to be a mermaid would wear. Like it was just
fashion
from home.
The one that Cam was wearing was like a fish, and like he just had this thing like hanging off of him.
And it really didn't cover his body. Now he looked hot in it though.
But yeah, it was just like, it was like his whole, his, it just covered like the, like just the top of his chest. Well,
I would rather them like go to like Mr. S in San Francisco and just like get wear leather or something like that.
No,
just
but this, they were at the same time not hot and also slightly offensive.
That's why they should be sponsored by Nasty Pig, and they just wear Nasty Pig underwear.
But it was just so weird, but they were supposed to be animal costumes, and then some were more representative of others.
Yeah, it was weird.
I don't know.
It was weird.
And so Peter, I don't know if Peter was prompted by the producer to come up with this, but Peter just says, okay, guys, give your best mating call, and then if someone likes you and is attracted to you, they'll run out and show it's you stupid, they're attracted.
It's stupid games that you want to do in high school. And so, yes. Yeah, so who's the first one that goes up?
Emily.
Oh, Emily.
And Peter, just to stir the pot, like acts like he's tries to like bite her, which I think is what the game is supposed to be.
And instead,
I'm pretty sure the producers come up with.
And instead, y'all, these people are so slutty. They're like, let's just make out with each other with every person.
And I think it starts out as they were trying to be their animal.
And this is where Melinda and I relate again, because even though I like someone and we had a connection, I would start to doubt it. And I would say, he needs to like me more. So I'm going to go up and make him jealous. So Melinda gets up. And she's kissing Peter, and Marvin already is like, "Why's Melissa kissing Peter?" and acting all weird.
Is that your French accent?
Oh no, I forgot he was French. Oh, he would say, "Why is Melissa kissing Peter? It makes no sense." There it is.
That's just Pepe Le Pew, but that's better than what you came up with. Which,
you know what? I'm in the moment and I'm present. Why don't you give me that? Anyway, y'all, though, it works.
Well, it does, but he kisses her kind of angrily, like, why did you do that?
Yeah, he like grabs her face. I think Marvin's too controlling and possessive.
Yeah, that's what, there's this edge to him. You know what it is? He's prudish.
Marvin, call me. He's prudish.
Like, he's prudish, even though he's talking about, and y'all, those kind of people don't do well on shows like this.
No.
Like, as soon as you get possessive, like, yeah, it's not good. So
they all just make out with everybody. I mean, it
You know what the worst part about this, this whole animal party thing? No one is creative. All they can do is just make out with people. Like, I will say, Peter was at least creative trying to act like a fox.
What would you have done if you were in a slutty seal costume when you were in your 20s and you had a chance to...
I'll balance your ball on my nose.
Yeah, that's, I don't think you would have done any of that. You would have just gone up to Chase and made out with him.
I would have been creative. I would have been creative. Maybe not. I would probably be like lit.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're also drunk. They've also been drinking.
I'd be lit and I would just be like, fuck the animals.
Yeah, exactly. So then the host comes out again, Jeff Dye, right?
Yeah, Jeff Dye. My future husband.
And so that's where y'all, he introduces Lana and Lana.
No, the way he does it. No. One more surprise.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Internationally renowned VIP dead. So, and then one girl or someone says, is it Beyonce? That's how stupid we are.
Beyonce.
She's
going to
do
up
a Netflix reality show.
Yeah, sure.
Because she needs a paycheck.
Not even Elizabeth Smart with her harp would show up to this.
Someone thought this was like, is it Drake? Are we going to get meet Drake?
Is it
How
Ariana?
Deluded?
No. No.
No. It's a fucking air freshener named Lana who comes out of the bar.
And it's all smoke and everything. And they're all kind of like, what? And then Chase says, holy fuck, or we're not on Too Hot to Handle. And they all... freaked the fuck out, and it was kind of a joy to watch.
So they all know what Too Hot to Handle is.
That's what's different than the first season. The first season, they all freak out because she explains.
I'm clear on that.
No, but I'm just saying that was kind of, I thought, a better, because now they know it was a better reaction in this season. I like that.
Are you talking about a better react that you like this reaction?
I like this reaction better than season one, because in season one they were like, what? We can't do this. We can't. But this season they immediately were all like, fuck. It was pretty funny to me.
Kind of. But think about the other way about this. They're on a show where they can't have sex. However, they get to win money. This is that no one is even thinking about the money.
Because they just want to fuck. Because they're thinking, too, and we kind of find this out later, but this is a little bit of a spoiler. Y'all, something that was kind of what we thought, even with Too Hot to Handle, they win $100,000, but they split it between 10 people. Like, everybody gets, like, 10 grand. Like, who the fuck cares?
That's a lot of money for a lot of people.
It is a lot of money, but when you're 20 and you're an influencer and you've already lost money and you're going to make $4,000 each, y'all would rather just say, fuck it.
That's the thing. That's why I think the show. Let me just point this out. Shouldn't anyone be, instead of abject sadness? Doesn't someone say? I think only like Kayla says, "Who's going to lose the money first?"
Kayla, yes, and New Zealand, Larissa, yeah. Both think about the money.
This is what I'm saying. The stakes of the show. It don't feel real to me.
Well,
this
I think the show addresses that, because this is a little bit of a spoiler. But in season two or in episode two, they say the money's going to go to one couple.
They don't know. They say it's going to be set unevenly,
or it's unevenly. Yes. Yeah. So I think that was what that changes the stakes of the game. And even I think that's
a good change.
That's a good change. Now, if you're new to the show and you're like, you haven't watched this, what means is they get a deduct. They start with $100,000 and then their bank. They can't kiss. No heavy petting.
No heavy petting.
As my mother would say, no sex. And
no masturbation.
No self-gratification. And each time they do any of that, points are taken away.
Money is taken away.
3 weeks. Yeah. 3 weeks they can't do this. Poodle, could you not self-gratify for 3 weeks?
If I knew I could win $80,000, yeah. So, now, if there were men on the island who look like Chase and
you were sharing a bed Marvin, with them,
it'd be harder.
Literally.
I would need to get one of those chastity things.
No. You're like, could I just wear a butt plug the entire time? At least.
And wear gloves. Yes. Wear like big mittens.
Big,
can I just take it off?
Yeah. Mm-mm. And y'all, that's this episode.
But I think also the very near the very end, they were all talking about, I'm quitting the show. We should just quit now. And I was just like, what?
But I think they
you can still win money.
But again, you're going with people didn't think. You've got to do a meditation where you put yourself in this place where you're. I think you're thinking of it too much as an older person. If you're
maybe.
20, if you're young, you're mid 20s. You think at the most, you know, people are going to fuck up. So you're thinking, okay, so maybe I'm going to walk away with like, because I think everybody last episode only got like $3,000 each. It wasn't
really?
A lot
was
of
it
money.
That little?
Yes, yes, I think it got down to like something. Like
I guess I'm thinking about and you know what? Maybe I should. I'm thinking about shows like this that have gone on before, where the main motivator is the money.
That's not the motivator here. It's party, party, party. People want to break the rules.
Yeah, and that's just, I'm trying to think, was there a show like that before this one then? I'm trying to think about.
There's been British shows that we don't know about because this is such a, the Love Island, all these shows came from the UK and were huge hits. Mm-hmm. Love Island is like The Bachelor there. It's huge, 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 huge.
I'm just trying to figure out when, but you're right, $100,000 split among 10 people.
Also, these people don't care about the money. They're on this show for the same reason everybody's on Love Island, because they're all influencers and they they want to be famous and they want to use this show.
I agree. But think about last season. Everyone was obsessed with the money.
They were more obsessed with the money. Yeah. Yes. But I think no way.
My question is, why have the money anyway then? It seems like the money is a red herring.
We talked about that last season. We had this exact same conversation. And that's why I think in episode 2 they made a good change.
Yeah, that I'm because that way, if it went to two people, $72,000.
That's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. There you go.
That's the show. I still have existential issues with this show.
Get on board. Y'all, go to realitygatespodcast.com. If you want to hear more episodes of this, it's going to be at the $5 tier on the Patreon or on the Supercast. So, be sure to jump into that. Links are below if you're listening on the free feed. There's other stuff that comes along with that with the Patreon. We do other shows. We do 90 Day Fiancé. We do past episodes of that. There's a whole – go to our Patreon or Supercast website, and you can see all the shiznit that we do. I don't remember the sign-off.
Me either.
Y'all, we're going to figure that. But until then, we will
keep your head up.
Keep your head up and don't fuck anybody. Break it down now. We're gonna leave ya.
Too hot to handle. It's CJ Jazzy Poodle.
Fresh Princess, we out. No, literally, we're out.
We're very gay.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.